Cambridge English. Key English Test for Schools. Listening Test 3. There are 5 parts to the test. You will hear each piece twice. We will now stop for a moment. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now, look at the instructions for part 1. For each question, choose the correct picture. Look at question 1. One. What language is Lily going to start learning next year?
What languages do you study at school?
In my year, we only learn 1 foreign language. I'm doing Spanish.
Do you like it?
Yes, I love it. I learnt some French at primary school, but I think Spanish is a nicer language.
Great!
But next year we can take another foreign language if we want to.
Are you going to do that?
Yes. I've chosen Chinese.
Cool.
Now listen again.
What languages do you study at school?
In my year, we only learn 1 foreign language. I'm doing Spanish.
Do you like it?
Yes, I love it. I learnt some French at primary school, but I think Spanish is a nicer language.
Great!
But next year we can take another foreign language if we want to.
Are you going to do that?
Yes, I've chosen Chinese.
Cool!
Two. When does the film start?
When do we need to get to the cinema?
I think 7:30 would be fine.
I thought the film started at 7:30. We need some time to buy popcorn and cola.
The programme starts at 7:30, but there are lots of adverts before the film.
So the film will start at 7:45?
Yes, about that time.
Now listen again.
When do we need to get to the cinema?
I think 7:30 would be fine.
I thought the film started at 7:30. We need some time to buy popcorn and cola.
The programme starts at 7:30, but there are lots of adverts before the film.
So the film will start at 7:45?
Yes, about that time.
Three. Where did Mark meet his friends on Saturday?
What did you do at the weekend, Mark?
I spent Saturday with my friends.
That's nice. What did you do?
We went swimming.
Did you go to the beach?
No. We met in the park and then we went to the park swimming pool.
Now listen again.
What did you do at the weekend, Mark?
I spent Saturday with my friends.
That's nice. What did you do?
We went swimming.
Did you go to the beach?
No. We met in the park and then we went to the park swimming pool.
Four. Why is Anna feeling sad?
What's the matter, Anna? You look sad.
I am.
Why? Is that book a sad one?
No, it's not the book. The book's actually quite funny.
What is it then?
I went to my friend's house yesterday evening to watch television.
So you saw a sad programme?
Well, yes. But I'm sad because we had a big argument.
Oh dear. I'm sure you'll make it up soon.
Now listen again.
What's the matter, Anna? You look sad.
I am.
Why? Is that book a sad one?
No, it's not the book. The book's actually quite funny.
What is it then?
I went to my friend's house yesterday evening to watch television.
So you saw a sad programme?
Well, yes. But I'm sad because we had a big argument.
Oh dear. I'm sure you'll make it up soon.
Five. What is Matt going to play this afternoon?
Do you want to come to the sports centre this afternoon?
Yes, sure. What are you going to play?
They've got everything. Tennis, basketball, volleyball.
I'm not very good at basketball. I'm too short.
I'm hopeless too. I don't play it anymore.
So what are you going to play?
My friend Eva has booked a tennis court. We can take it in turns to play against her.
OK, sounds good.
Now listen again.
Do you want to come to the sports centre this afternoon?
Yes, sure. What are you going to play?
They've got everything. Tennis, basketball, volleyball.
I'm not very good at basketball. I'm too short.
I'm hopeless too. I don't play it anymore.
So what are you going to play?
My friend Eva has booked a tennis court. We can take it in turns to play against her.
OK, sounds good.
That is the end of part one. Now look at part two. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one word, or a number, or a date, or a time. Look at questions 6 to 10 now. You have 10 seconds. You will hear a teacher telling students about the school swimming competition.
Hello, can you listen for a few minutes? I've got some important information about the swimming competition. We've had to change the date. It's now going to be on Tuesday, the 21st of May. The 21st. So make a note in your diary. The competition will be at North Pool, like last year, but this time it's in the afternoon. We start with the first race at 2:30. That's 2:30. So we will leave the school about 30 minutes before that time. As you know, this competition is only for students from year 5. All the other years will have their normal lessons. There are, 14 events. No, sorry, 15 events. So we won't finish until about 4:30, okay? Finally, very important. You must bring a towel. The North Pool does not provide towels, so bring one, okay? Thank you for listening.
Now listen again.
Hello, can you listen for a few minutes? I've got some important information about the swimming competition. We've had to change the date. It's now going to be on Tuesday, the 21st of May. The 21st. So make a note in your diary. The competition will be at North Pool, like last year. But this time, it's in the afternoon. We start with the first race at 2:30. That's 2:30. So we will leave the school about 30 minutes before that time. As you know, this competition is only for students from Year 5. All the other years will have their normal lessons. There are 14 events. No, sorry, 15 events. So we won't finish until about 4:30, okay? Finally, very important, you must bring a towel. The North Pole does not provide towels, so bring one, okay? Thank you for listening.
That is the end of part two. Now look at part three. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 11 to 15 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear Lucy talking to her friend Richard about her new house.
Hi, Lucy. How are you?
Hi, Richard. I'm fine.
I hear that you've got a new house.
Yes. My parents bought it last month and we moved at the weekend. Well, last Friday, actually. Saturday was our first day in our new home.
Cool. Have you got a bigger place?
It's a bit bigger, but it's much better because it's got a big garden.
That's good for your dog.
Yes, that's why my parents bought it, really. The other place was nice, but there was nowhere for the dog to run outside. Well, there was the front garden, but we were on a main road.
Where is the new place exactly?
It's not far from the school. Do you know West Road?
Is that one of the roads off Green Road?
Yes. You go past the supermarket in Green Road and turn left. We're actually in South Road, which is a turning off West Road.
So, can you walk to school now?
Well, I could walk because it's not very far, but I have to come to school with my little sister and my mother doesn't like her walking.
So, you still come in the car?
Yes, with my sister being silly all the way.
Have you got your own bedroom this time?
Yes, I don't have to share with my little sister anymore. She's okay most of the time, but it's good to be alone sometimes. All three of us have bedrooms. My older sister's room is huge.
Now listen again.
Hi, Lucy. How are you?
Hi, Richard. I'm fine.
I hear that you've got a new house.
Yes. My parents bought it last month and we moved at the weekend. Well, last Friday, actually. Saturday was our first day in our new home.
Cool. Have you got a bigger place?
It's a bit bigger, but it's much better because it's got a big garden.
That's good for your dog.
Yes, that's why my parents bought it, really. The other place was nice, but there was nowhere for the dog to run outside. Well, there was the front garden, but we were on a main road.
Where is the new place exactly?
It's not far from the school. Do you know West Road?
Is that one of the roads off Green Road?
Yes. You go past the supermarket in Green Road and turn left. We're actually in South Road, which is a turning off West Road.
So, can you walk to school now?
Well, I could walk because it's not very far, but I have to come to school with my little sister and my mother doesn't like her walking.
So, you still come in the car?
Yes, with my sister being silly all the way.
Have you got your own bedroom this time?
Yes, I don't have to share with my little sister anymore. She's okay most of the time, but it's good to be alone sometimes. All three of us have bedrooms. My older sister's room is huge.
That is the end of part three. Now look at part four. For each question, choose the correct answer. You will hear a teacher talking to her class. What must the students do at the weekend?
Right. So your history homework for this evening is on page 12. You've got to write the events on a timeline. I'll take that in tomorrow morning. But I want you to start thinking about your project for the weekend. You must choose a local place, a building or the park or the river. And you must do some research into the history of the place. And on Monday, you can tell the class three things which you have found out about your place. Is that clear?
Now listen again.
Right. So your history homework for this evening is on page 12. You've got to write the events on a timeline. I'll take that in tomorrow morning. But I want you to start thinking about your project for the weekend. You must choose a local place, a building or the park or the river. And you must do some research into the history of the place. And on Monday, you can tell the class three things which you have found out about your place. Is that clear?
You will hear a father talking to his daughter, Betty. What will the weather be like on Sunday?
What do you want to do on Sunday, Betty?
Can we go and have a picnic?
I'm not sure. They say it will be very cold on Sunday.
Great. So we can go to the park and build a snowman?
No, I don't think it's going to snow.
Oh.
It will be sunny, but there will be a strong wind.
Now listen again.
What do you want to do on Sunday, Betty?
Can we go and have a picnic?
I'm not sure. They say it will be very cold on Sunday.
Great. So we can go to the park and build a snowman?
No, I don't think it's going to snow.
Oh.
It will be sunny, but there will be a strong wind.
You will hear a teacher talking to one of his students called Julia. Why didn't Julia come to school yesterday?
Hello, Julia. Are you okay?
Yes, sir.
Where were you yesterday?
I've brought you a letter from my father.
Okay, thanks.
My grandmother was ill, and my mother had to go to the hospital.
Oh, dear. Is she okay?
She's all right. She fell down and hurt a leg. But my mother couldn't bring me to school.
I see. Okay. Well, I hope your grandmother gets better soon.
Thank you.
Now listen again.
Hello, Julia. Are you okay?
Yes, sir.
Where were you yesterday?
I've brought you a letter from my father.
Okay, thanks.
My grandmother was ill, and my mother had to go to the hospital.
Oh, dear. Is she okay?
She's all right. She fell down and hurt a leg. But my mother couldn't bring me to school.
I see. Okay. Well, I hope your grandmother gets better soon.
Thank you.
You will hear a boy, Michael, talking to his mother. What has he just done?
What's the matter, Michael?
I'm really sorry, Mum.
Why? What's happened?
I've had an accident.
What do you mean? Were you on your skateboard?
No, I was in the kitchen. I was drying the glasses and I dropped one on the floor.
Oh dear. Did it break?
Yes. There's glass all over the kitchen floor.
Okay. Don't go back into the kitchen. Stay here. I'll clear it up.
I'm sorry.
Don't be silly. You were trying to be helpful.
Now listen again.
What's the matter, Michael?
I'm really sorry, Mum.
Why? What's happened?
I've had an accident.
What do you mean? Were you on your skateboard?
No, I was in the kitchen. I was drying the glasses and I dropped one on the floor.
Oh dear. Did it break?
Yes. There's glass all over the kitchen floor.
Okay. Don't go back into the kitchen. Stay here. I'll clear it up.
I'm sorry.
Don't be silly. You were trying to be helpful.
You will hear a man talking to his daughter, Jane. What does he want her to do?
Can you give me a hand, Jane?
I'm watching this programme.
It will only take a minute.
Oh, Dad! It's just got to the best bit.
Okay, but I want to get the washing done this afternoon while it's sunny.
Okay.
So when your programme finishes, can you collect up all the dirty washing?
Okay.
Get the clothes from all the bedrooms, not just your room.
Okay.
And put them all in the kitchen next to the washing machine.
Okay, okay.
Thank you.
Now listen again.
Can you give me a hand, Jane?
I'm watching this programme.
It will only take a minute.
Oh, Dad! It's just got to the best bit.
Okay, but I want to get the washing done this afternoon while it's sunny.
Okay.
So when your programme finishes, can you collect up all the dirty washing?
Okay.
Get the clothes from all the bedrooms, not just your room.
Okay.
And put them all in the kitchen next to the washing machine.
Okay, okay.
Thank you.
That is the end of part 4. Now look at part 5. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 21 to 25 now. You have 15 seconds. You will hear Sally talking to her mother about a special party. Each guest must dress up as a person with a particular job. What will each guest go as?
Mum, my friend Grace is having a special party next week.
What do you mean, special? Is it her birthday party?
Yes, it is. But it's special because she wants all the guests to dress up.
So the children come as animals?
Not animals. She wants each child to come as a person with a particular job. For example, Mary is going to be a doctor.
Okay. So you need to choose a job so we can get you some clothes?
Yes. Can you help me?
Of course. What would you like to be?
Well, I wanted to be a musician. But Claire has chosen that job already because she plays the violin.
What about an artist? You love painting.
Robert wants to go as an artist, even though he's hopeless at art.
Dear me, it's difficult, isn't it?
Yes, Fred is going to be a photographer. He takes photos all the time.
What about your friend Sue?
Oh, yes. She's going to be a mechanic when she grows up, so she has chosen that.
So, what's left?
Well, nobody is going as a farmer or a police officer.
What about a pilot? You could borrow one of your uncle's hats. I don't think he's flying next week.
That's a brilliant idea. Thanks, Mum.
Now listen again.
Mum, my friend Grace is having a special party next week.
What do you mean, special? Is it her birthday party?
Yes, it is. But it's special because she wants all the guests to dress up.
So the children come as animals?
Not animals. She wants each child to come as a person with a particular job. For example, Mary is going to be a doctor.
Okay. So you need to choose a job so we can get you some clothes?
Yes. Can you help me?
Of course. What would you like to be?
Well, I wanted to be a musician. But Claire has chosen that job already because she plays the violin.
What about an artist? You love painting.
Robert wants to go as an artist, even though he's hopeless at art.
Dear me. It's difficult, isn't it?
Yes. Fred is going to be a photographer. He takes photos all the time.
What about your friend Sue?
Oh, yes. She's going to be a mechanic when she grows up, so she has chosen that.
So, what's left?
Well, nobody is going as a farmer or a police officer.
What about a pilot? You could borrow one of your uncle's hats. I don't think he's flying next week.
That's a brilliant idea. Thanks, Mum.
That is the end of part 5. That is the end of the test.